From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Pakistani police say a bomb blast in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 20 people today. It's the third such attack in 3 days in and around the provincial capital of Peshawar. Tropical storm Ida has made landfall near Mobile Bay in southern Alabama. The storm's top sustained winds have decreased to about 45 miles per hour, so the major concern now is flooding. Hurricane specialist Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says heavy rainfall is moving in ahead of the center of the storm.
There's really strong winds in the mid to upper level parts of the atmosphere that are pulling all the moisture and rainfall off to the north, so the rainfall is expanding up through the southeast, and that'll continue to spread up into the mid-Atlantic.
Ida is moving slowly at about 9 miles per hour. Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan, who's accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood in Texas, will face a military rather than a civilian court. And the FBI says there's no indication the shooting was related to terrorism. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The FBI says Hassan appears to have acted alone when he opened fire at a center for soldiers about to be deployed. In 2008, a joint terrorism task force did consider the possibility that Hassan was tied to Islamic extremists, but found no evidence of that. The task force examined 10 to 20 episodes of communication Hassan had with a radical cleric, but investigators determined the communication was consistent with Hassan's research. At the time, he was working as a psychiatrist at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington. Meantime, in Texas, Fort Hood is preparing for a memorial service today. President Obama is scheduled to attend. The military has made a special point of inviting leaders at the mosque where Hassan worshipped after he moved to Texas in July. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
Convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad is scheduled to be executed tonight by lethal injection, barring a last-minute grant of clemency by Virginia's governor. Muhammad masterminded a series of killings in the greater Washington, D.C. area about 9 years ago. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Muhammad was convicted in the October 2002 death of Dean Myers, who was shot at a Manassas, Virginia gas station. It was one of 10 murders in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia that fall connected to Muhammad and his then-teenaged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo. The pair traveled the region in a beat-up car that had been modified to allow them to fire a high-powered rifle from the trunk unseen. Muhammad was sentenced to death, Malvo sentenced to life in prison for another of the murders. Muhammad's attorneys lost a bid to get the Supreme Court to stay the execution. Muhammad, who's now 48, will be executed at 9 p.m. at the Greensville Correctional Center. Virginia Governor Tim Kaine is not expected to grant clemency. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Thailand's former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has arrived in Cambodia. That's a development sure to anger neighboring Thailand, which is seeking his extradition. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Thai-Cambodia relations have been pretty bad over the past year or so, and this isn't going to help. Former Prime Minister Thaksin is facing jail time at home for his conviction on corruption charges, but Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen has poked a diplomatic stick in Thailand's eye by appointing the fugitive Thaksin as an official economic advisor. Thailand promptly recalled its ambassador to Phnom Penh, Cambodia withdrew its ambassador, and it's not clear what will happen next. Thailand says it will ask for Thaksin's extradition, a request that Cambodians are sure to ignore. Thaksin, a polarizing figure in Thai society, has spent the last several years in exile. After being deposed in a 2006 coup by the Thai military, he calls his conviction on corruption charges politically motivated. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
North Korean and South Korean Navy vessels have exchanged fire along a disputed western sea border. North Korea has demanded an apology. Its ship retreated after suffering what was described as heavy damages. No casualties have been reported. South Korea said its Navy fired warning shots at the North Korean patrol boat that crossed the disputed border. The North Korean boat reportedly opened fire, which was returned by the South Korean ship. Closing arguments have begun in New York in the trial of John Gotti, Jr. The jury is expected to get the case today. He's accused of racketeering and ordering killings to protect his drug empire. Gotti denies all of the charges. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.